say a double pen. What was that?
Well, that is a two cribs and a hole in between it.
Gotcha.
You use one to put cotton seed and shatter and plow tubes and things. And the other one, there's just regular, you use it to put corn in. And then that, he rolled in there. He put corn in the bottom of it, kind of lost it, and he and the raised a good many peanuts, and he pulled up the peanuts and threw them, and that's all a man scrambling, you know, wouldn't bail or nothing, just threw them back in there.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, we live right there at, well, there was 300 acres in that place, I believe it was, and there. We were living on the, well, the west and north side of Negrete Creek.
It come, well, Papa had three 40s together right here, and the creek come in up here on this 40. Kind of angled all the way across that 40, and then it turned and run south. And then back around west, and
his land bordered the creek, except up here he had, about 20 acres on the other side of the creek from the house, and on this lower side down
catty
here.
Catty-corner?
Hmm?
Kind of catty-corner?
Yeah. And on the lower side, he had 21 acres across the creek.
But you said that was, what, cat? That land was
that land's lake. Salina Lake's got that land on now. It's a big lake of water there.
I see.
Except up where the house is at and the whole log, well, there's, I don't know out of 300 acres. I don't know, but I'd say there's about 60 acres worth of covered up. That's just a big pond of water.
Talking about land, can you tell me about some of the different types of land you had around here?
Well, I can't tell too much about it. There's some of it pretty good land and some of it not so good.
Okay. How would you know, the height of land, how would that do?
Well, at best, that's land for farming. It's kind of in these bottoms on the creeks, run back from the creek. Seem like the soil is deeper there. And on these hills, if you don't have the terrace when you first cleared it, the soil's not very thick anyway, and it will soon wash off. That's old place here. I had to go out when I was here 15. We were here in November 1920.
Yeah.
Well, it is, I don't know when it was first cleared up, but the abstract title to it, there was a lady in 1850, Mrs. Perry, owned this place. And I don't know how much was cleared, whether any or not, but there was. Later somebody else bought it, and then later somebody else, and just changed hands, you know. But it had grown up there about 15 acres of plantation when I moved here.
Yeah.
Open land, and how they grew up. There's big pines all back down to there. A little sawmill coming in.